This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the White House lays out some specific guidance to implement a recent EO on federal hiring. However, confusion remains regarding the payroll tax deferral the president wants. And the next federal CIO and CISA could be named in the coming days. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Agencies have a little more guidance now on how they're supposed to implement the president's recent federal hiring executive order. The Office of Personnel Management listed dozens and dozens of occupations that currently require an educational degree or experience to score a spot on an agency's list of pre-certified candidates. The EO requires agencies to start using skills-based assessments to decide whether someone is minimally qualified. OPM says these assessments will serve as a third and co-equal mode in setting minimal qualifications. Agencies have 3 weeks to review the occupations that are relevant to their organization and give feedback. The payroll tax deferral is still causing headaches for some. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco reports.
The National Treasury Employees Union says more federal workers are subject to the president's policy than it initially expected. The deferral applies to employees' gross salaries after taxes and other deductions, not before. Meantime, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen asked Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin whether federal employees could opt out of the payroll tax deferral. Here's Mnuchin.
I'd be happy to follow up with OMB, who's responsible to have the agencies. I think that's a reasonable issue if people don't want to participate, but let me follow up with them.
Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Trump administration is joining forces with the United Kingdom on research and development of artificial intelligence. The agreement identifies areas of cooperation in R&D, such as improving the explainability and fairness of AI algorithms. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy says the research agreement stems from an economic working group created by the two countries after a meeting between President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The House Homeland Security Committee names a new top Democrat on cybersecurity issues. Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, already the vice chairwoman of the full committee, will also lead the subcommittee on cyber, infrastructure protection, and innovation. She'll take over for Cedric Richmond, who was recently appointed to serve on the House Ways and Means Committee. The subcommittee oversees policy related to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and DHS's Science and Technology Directorate. 13 lawmakers are petitioning the Armed Services Committees to save the Defense Department Chief Management Officer position. In a letter to the committees, senators like Elizabeth Warren and Joni Ernst argue that the CMO position needs more time to implement change within the department. DOD CMO Lisa Hirschman took office December of last year. The 2021 Defense Authorization Bill would get rid of the CMO and move the responsibility of saving money and streamlining business practices back to the Deputy Defense Secretary. The military has already removed photos from packets sent to promotion boards. However, it may go farther. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the military is considering removing all personal identifying information from the files. The hope is that removing the information will get rid of conscious and unconscious bias by the people selecting who gets promoted. The Defense Department is currently undergoing an internal review of diversity and inclusion in the military. The Trump administration could be getting a new federal chief information officer and federal chief information security officer soon. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has some details.
Basil Parker and Camilo Sandoval are expected to be tapped to take over two of the top government-wide technology leadership positions. Parker is currently the chief of staff at the Office of Personnel Management. He's expected to be named the new federal CIO to replace Suzette Kent. Sandoval, the former acting CIO at the Veterans Affairs Department, is expected to be appointed the new federal CISO. Multiple sources confirm that the two names are working their way through the Office of Presidential Personnel in the White House, and the president could announce their appointments in the next week or two. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
And Laura Shaw will be the new Chief Operating Officer in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. She replaces Deidre Walsh, who left in May. Shaw currently serves as the Deputy Director of the National Counterterrorism Center. As the ODNI COO, she will be responsible for corporate governance processes and policy development, while also overseeing the chief management officers like the CFO, Chief Acquisition Officer, and Facilities. Shaw starts in her new role as COO on October 12th. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.